The 44th Gene Key. The transformational path of the 44th Gene Key moves from interference to synarchy. This is the path of teamwork. The 44th Shadow of Interference. Now, the dilemma of the 44th Shadow is hierarchy. And this is the theme that is so obviously a part of all human history, of our evolution as a species, from ape to Homo erectus, from our hunter-gatherer roots to our modern-day civilization, with all its advantages and all its great challenges. You know, and as any social scientist or systems analyst will tell you, hierarchy exists everywhere within the universe. And it seems to be a part of the way nature organizes herself. And everywhere you look, you see evolving chains of consciousness and awareness, all interconnected, all involved with each other, from the microcosmic to the macrocosmic. It's all hierarchy. So it's important right at the beginning here, when considering the shadow awareness, to realize that hierarchy isn't in of itself a bad thing. In effect, it's an inescapable principle written into the very structure and fabric of our universe. And as you'll see, through the transformational path, through this 44th gene key, evolution is a passage from hierarchy to synarchy. And the only difference between them is perception. That's very profound. It's all a matter of where our awareness is based. At the shadow frequencies, awareness is still rooted in survival, in fear, whether that's as an individual or a group fear. Like, for instance, the fear that drives the most powerful and liberal nation on our planet today to spend the same amount of money on their defense budget as the rest of the world combined. It's all about hierarchy. It's all about competition. It's all about fear. So it's not healthy competition. It's not competition rooted in excellence or service. It's competition rooted in fear. So the dilemma of hierarchy is only a perceived dilemma. So you've got to stay with me a little on this one. The great fear is really anarchy. That's the fear. It's the fear of what might happen if we all let go of the reins for a moment. It's the fear of going backwards into a more primitive way of life. And if you carry this gene key in your profile, then this fear is deep within you as a theme. And you're going to have to grapple with that theme and transform that theme throughout your life. And at the shadow frequency, we're always either overwhelmed by the fear or we're in reaction to the fear. So you either accept the hierarchy's laws or you try and escape them or you try and manipulate them to your advantage. There aren't really any other options. So let's bring this right down to grassroots. This gene key is all about relationships, relationship dynamics, and particularly it's about group dynamics. So think about how the fear frequencies operate in your own family. You know, there are always those members in any family unit who are submissive, the submissive types, the ones that just go along with things in order to try and keep the peace, to maintain a false sense of peace, really. These are the repressive natures. And then on the other side, there are the stirrers, the reactors. Let's call them nuclear reactors because we're talking about the nuclear family. They're nuclear reactors. And in them, the fear is externalized through anger. And so it comes out more often than not as irritation and the need to constantly control everything, from the tiniest movement your body makes to the way you dress and the way you act and speak. But it's not always just cut and dry either. Sometimes we can be both. And as we shift our pattern from the repressive to the reactive, or vice versa, then the patterns around us shift in reaction to it. And that's the interference frequency at work. It's a wonderful dance if you watch it. You know, there's great films and movies to be made about it and are constantly being made. But the job of this dynamic really is to maintain our misery. You know, the overall frequency that this shadow dynamic of interference creates, you know, whether that's in a family constellation or a business structure, the overall feeling it generates is resentment. That's what it does. It generates resentment. And resentment inevitably leads to breakup. In the individual, it usually leads to breakdown. In the relationship, it leads to breakup. In other words, it splits apart the family. or it causes the business to fail, or it divides the community into factions or gangs, and eventually it drives the country to revolution. If it's internalized, it's revolution. If it's externalized, it becomes war. It's quite a deep one, this, you can see, it's heavy. You see, peace is in the cells. That's where it's found. All fear creates interference throughout any organism. And it begins inside your body, deep inside your DNA. That's where war begins. It begins inside the individual. Your DNA will output chemical signals that cause you to repress your individuality, your genius, because of external forces. Or your DNA will output chemical signals that excite you into reaction because of external forces. It's either water or fire. One way or the other, fear is going to trap you. So the dilemma isn't really hierarchy, but your response to hierarchy. And your response is governed by your perception. So what hierarchy really does in the world is it offers you a mirror. And that mirror asks the question, am I allowing external forces to shape my reality? Am I a victim of something that appears to be outside me, appears to be limiting me or controlling me? Because hierarchy can only ever take away freedom if you think freedom is something external. And if you find true freedom, which is inner freedom, then hierarchy simply can't touch it. Nothing can touch true freedom. It's all about how we respond to the shadow consciousness of the world. It's inside us. It's downloaded at conception. And life places us deep in these interference frequencies, deep in these dysfunctional families, these challenging hierarchical dynamics, these groups and families that split apart, in order that we can learn this great lesson. It isn't about the others. It never has been. It's about you. It's about your cells. The interference begins inside you as a perception of the outer world that's rooted in fear. That's what hierarchy is. And when you see through that illusion, then everything in your life begins to change. Everything. The 44th gift. Teamwork. Embrace the shadow and release the gift. That's the central Gene Keys formula. So it really couldn't be simpler. And let's see what kind of transformation this brings into your life as you embrace the interference frequency that you yourself are emanating. Because what it does is it brings about the gift of teamwork. That's what it releases. Now, I know that the word teamwork maybe sounds a bit corporate or a bit like being in the army or something. But really, teamwork, what it means is it means being with the right groups of people in life. So it's all about drawing in healthy dynamics into your life. Now, obviously, when it comes to your biological family, you don't get to get a new one until your next incarnation. But here we're really talking about your fractal family. And by fractal family, I mean your soul group or your true allies in life. You see, as you begin to raise the frequency of your DNA, so many things begin to happen in your life. And although they may not happen right away, if you stay with the process, your outer life really does begin to self-organize at a higher level. This 44th gene key is so central to the gene key synthesis that it's one of the core teachings of the whole, underpinning the whole synthesis. And it really deserves our attention. So as you may or may not know, it has a lot to do with fractals. Fractals are self-replicating harmonic patterns found throughout the universe. And when we talk about fractals, in particular concerning group dynamics, we're really describing the principle of hierarchy, but at a higher level. As you awaken to a higher potential within yourself, as you begin to activate your inner genius, your higher life purpose, you simultaneously come into alignment with others doing the same. And you move into a higher hierarchical gear. But instead of this hierarchy being based on control or manipulation and fear, this hierarchy is based on creativity and service. And whoa, what a difference that makes. It feels entirely different. So this kind of creative, expansive hierarchy It's what I term heterarchy. And what this word really means, heterarchy, is that the individual elements within a system are given their freedom. In a heterarchy, individual uniqueness or genius is paramount. This is what the prefix hetero means. It means difference. And in a heterarchical system, control is distributed organically. It's distributed horizontally as opposed to vertically, like a hierarchy. And in fact, these two terms are mutually inclusive because hierarchies can contain heterarchies and vice versa. So really, it's a matter of perspective. But heterarchy is a higher use of hierarchy. So inside your being, as you raise the frequency of your DNA, then you naturally move beyond the traditional hierarchical way of processing information. For example, your mind is the first thing that begins to lose its power at the top of the hierarchy. That's where it was. And your heart now begins to explode into action, and it begins to work alongside your brain. It begins to even organize your brain. And it's a known fact that heterarchy processes more information more effectively than hierarchical design. And science has been utilizing these breakthroughs for several years now, decades, in understanding, for instance, how the brain works, which works at a heterarchical level, and in the creation of artificial intelligence. Because it's all about self-organization, intelligence. Your cells begin to operate as a team, but it may appear a lot more random than the old model, the hierarchical model. And in the old model, you see, at least you knew where you were. But in the new higher frequency model, control is placed in the hands of the creative evolutionary impulse itself. And this is why your life changes so much and so quickly when you begin to leave the shadow frequencies behind. Because life begins self-organizing. And its true intelligence is freed to operate at a much higher, more synthetic level. And this is what genius is. It rises up into the holographic quantum field and it begins to download truth. And those truths then emerge as breakthroughs in our understanding. So although this 44th gift of teamwork is about operating in much more efficient and exciting group dynamics, that presupposes that you first of all unlocked teamwork within your inner being. You see, unless you've unlocked teamwork inside you, you can't operate within a heterarchy. Your being is still coded to the hierarchical way because your mind is still in charge. You're still worrying. You're still thinking your way through. You haven't surrendered to the creative process. And when you surrender to the creative process, you're just in another world. You know, your inner hierarchy begins to function at a whole other level. You know, you've actually, one of the first things that happens is you experience increased vitality because so much energy that was going into survival and defense, you know, is now liberated through your body. And yes, then your true fractal begins to show up. And then teamwork is not really work at all. It becomes team play. And once you find your true human fractal, then you'll begin to find more and more support for your higher purpose. Because higher purpose is not intended to operate in isolation. And this is how we've always traditionally viewed genius. You know, as a few special individuals dotted around the world throughout history, working and making breakthroughs in different fields. But that's not the vision of the 44th gene key, not at all. Imagine what will happen when you have a whole connected field of creative brilliance, of genius, working cooperatively in service of the whole. Imagine that. That's the 44th gift. And this is where the 44th gift is leading us as a species. And this is how we're going to build this Eden that we've been speaking of. It isn't that hard. All it takes is a few people operating at this new higher level, interconnected, all serving the same higher vision, and it'll emerge. So the gift of teamwork is the genius of drawing together such a heterarchy and empowering it to find its own direction. If you have this gene key in your profile, then your destiny is to be this kind of a hub for all manner of creative people. And you are their common denominator. They come together around you, and it's effortless, it's magic, and it will in fact save the world, if you ever thought that the world needed saving, by the way, which it didn't. The 44th city, Synarchy. I love the paradox of the gene keys. That we go on these wonderful, colourful, transformational journeys through the shadow, releasing the wonderful tide of energy and optimism of the gift, and then somehow, mysteriously, we arrive at the city. And it's a strange place, the city. It's strange because it always somehow brings us back to the place where we began. But it completely reframes the shadow at a whole other level. So we began by seeing how hierarchy is natural to all universal systems. And the origin of the word hierarchy, by the way, it's hilarious. Hieros, it means sacred. It means sacred leadership. So hierarchy was originally understood by theologians, you know, as the way angelic beings were arranged that lay beyond our human evolution. So you can see how far this definition has fallen over the years. You know, this gene key is coupled with the 50th gene key in a codon ring known as the Ring of the Illuminati. And doesn't that sound mysterious, that word? Even sinister? Because who are the Illuminati? You know, are they, as the shadow consciousness will have us believe, a powerful group of sort of tycoons and media moguls and Freemasons who are secretly controlling the direction of the world? You know, they may well be. Well, there probably are such groups. It's bound to be the case. But they probably do think they are controlling things. But come on. You know, come on. If you're learning anything from being around the gene keys, you will have learned that all systems are interrelated. Nothing exists in isolation. Your breakthrough is the world's breakthrough. That's basic chaos theory. And that means that no one can manipulate events. No one. It's not possible. No group can manipulate the world. They are being manipulated by higher up in the hierarchy. And they are being manipulated from higher up. Everything's interconnected. So this time that we're in now, this transitionary era, this great change, it's a breakthrough at every level within the universe. The sun's involved. The galactic core is involved. The entire cosmos is involved. Awareness is opening up within the living chain of being throughout the universe. And the hierarchy is becoming aware of itself at another level. And as it does so, so its behavior will shift. This is what's meant by the wonderful word synarchy. Synarchy means we all lead together. It doesn't mean that we're the same, not at all. It means that our uniqueness has a place within the orchestra. And instead of just playing a nice tune and being oblivious to all those around us, we begin to play in harmony with everyone else. You know, when you get to heterarchy, it's a bit like finding your section in the orchestra. You know, that's the gift. You find your section, you find your people. And you find all these other people playing in the string section. And you play the strings. And so you all start jamming together. And this amazing music comes out. And then when you get to synarchy, it's a whole other level. Because you realise that your section is playing in concert with a whole other universe of sections. And they're all coming into symphony. But most important of all, at synarchy you become aware for the first time of the conductor. You know, and the conductor, the superconductor, the conductor is inside every single individual part. This is the great revelation of the fractal universe. That inside every single molecule of your DNA is a conductor, the conductor, and it's waiting for you to follow its lead. It's you following a higher harmony. You know, that's the 50th city, the higher the harmony. Then that includes all elements within the world hierarchy. So there are those still even who will operate at the shadow awareness, and they too are simply aspects of the higher harmony. And in time, their awareness too will evolve. You know, synarchy is not an individual phenomenon. This city is one of the great collective cities, and it can only blossom in a collective as a collective. So if you have it within your profile, that's really something to contemplate. We saw that the shadow was interference. Well, the city is about non-interference. You simply see everything as it is, and you leave it where it is. You know all life as self-organizing. Even the shadow is self-organizing. It eventually organizes its own breakthrough. So leave it be. You know, once you've banged your head against that wall enough times, you begin to realize that it actually hurts. And maybe you might like to stop doing that. You know, this is the great story of incarnation in this gene key. You know, we come here, we bang our head against the wall, and eventually we go, oh, maybe I should stop doing that. Eventually, all humanity will realize its true nature as one cosmic harmony. You know, our underlying nature is synarchy. Synarchy includes hierarchy and heterarchy. It includes oligarchy and schmoligarchy and any other archies you might like to invent. It transcends and includes all evolutionary levels and steps. It's the realization of perfection in all things. It's freedom. And one mystical addendum. Because I talk about synarchy, and then I also talk about the synarchy. And the synarchy is different from all of this. You know, the synarchy is specific to this time of the Great Change. It's the name I give to the group incarnation that's coming to catalyze the next phase of human evolution. And it's the collective genetic instrument in which communal awareness will begin its breakthrough into humanity. So synarchy is a living spirit that's waiting to be unveiled within us. And the synarchy is where that spirit will first be experienced and demonstrated. And our role is to be the threshold for the breakthrough and to establish the physical manifestations and the systems that will allow more and more members of the synarchy to come and join its living quantum field. And remember, this isn't an Illuminati based on power. It's based on nothing more than perception. Because once this eye opens, the sight will spread like wildfire throughout humanity, and over many generations, it will allow us to perceive the truth of our synarchy and then recreate our world in its image. Just like what it says in that there Bible. How's that for mysterious?